For more than 3 months, this corridor through the Black Sea has been a humanitarian lifeline. The UN says about 9 million tons of grain has been transported. And it says despite Russia suspending its participation after the Ukrainian drone attack on its fleet, the scheme will continue.
They have suspended, they haven't withdrawn. They have suspended and they haven't terminated. And the difference is very, very simple. The difference is that as parties to that Black Sea Grain Initiative, they are still bound by it.
But Russia's defense ministry issued a statement saying the fact that the grain cargo ships were still using the Black Sea route was unacceptable. That followed these comments from Russia's ambassador to the UN.
The Russian side cannot guarantee the safety of civilian vessels participating in the Black Sea Initiative. We cannot allow an unimpeded passage of vessels without our inspection, and we will have to undertake our own measures to control what was allowed by the Joint Coordination Center without our consent. We will provide details on our conclusions and our approaches to this in the very near future.
There are big problems ahead for the UN. How will insurance companies react, and what will shipping firms do if premiums skyrocket? It's also worth noting that the deal is only supposed to last until the 18th of November. Will Russia now agree to extend it? James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.